I'm visiting once again with Superior Graphite Product Manager for Coatings and Lubricants, Barry Lee. And Barry, it's great to talk with you. We've been doing a little bit of an ongoing series about some of the products Superior Graphite makes. Really been focusing a lot on slip plate, and we'll talk about that too here, but also another product that's really good to talk about from a timing standpoint. But before we get there, maybe we can just do a quick review here of a couple things, like what it is that really sets slip plate apart from other types of graphite products.
Last time we talked about how good the slip plate product really is. Sometimes you just can't really tell from the packaging and what you see until you actually use it. Superior Graphite, we make sure that we use the best quality graphite and certainly the right amount of that graphite in all of our products. So you're really getting the best of the best. And unlike maybe our competitors are just buying things on the spot on the market, so you're really not sure what you're getting. The quality may be somewhat inconsistent. So we spend a lot of time making sure that's working out okay. And we also look at our black ice product, and we talked about hunting season, and hopefully many of your listeners were able to go out and find some black ice and try that on their gun equipment. So, and hopefully they're enjoying that and finding out the great benefits of black ice.
Yeah, we're definitely still in hunting season. I know just yesterday I was checking out at a store, and a lady was talking about getting ready to go deer hunting herself. So it's still very timely to look at a product like your black ice. But we're about to enter a new season from a farm standpoint, and of course we got winter here, but it's look forward to planting time already. It was a tough year in terms of drought that affects so much of the cropland that probably farmers are more than ever sensitive to products that could offer them some real value in terms of costs and performance. And I think that's Superior Graphite product called Seed Slick. So let's talk about this product, and first tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, Seed Slick is one of our seed lubricant product lines. And what many farmers will do is they'll mix the seed lubricants with their seeds to make sure that the seeds are planted. One of the things that farmers are really afraid of is what they call skips. They just don't want a seed not planted into the ground, and obviously that affects yield. Because of just the drought that we had in 2012 this year, seed prices are going to be really expensive, and to have the seed not planted and to really affect your yield could cost the farmer a lot of money. So having the seeds go through the machine and have it planted and then grow according to Mother Nature's will is something that a farmer definitely has to depend on for his livelihood. So with that being said, every farmer has some sort of seed lubricant, and those that don't could definitely see something that would affect their yields.
Well, and it's very important, like you said, but, you know, you're using a product in, let's say, your Seed Slick product line that also is beneficial, I guess, is that right word, for the mechanical parts of the equipment they're using too, right?
Right, and what they will do is they will put like a bushel of corn or beans into their gravity feed bin. Many farmers will go ahead and coat the side of their gravity feed bins, the augers, with our slip plate one product. They'll paint that stuff on there. Then they'll put the seed in, and then they'll put in about maybe a tablespoon of or two of graphite, and they'll layer this after one bushel of corn after another. And so you'll get like kind of a sundae effect of corn and or seed and graphite. And as the auger moves, all that stuff will mix in together. And once the graphite's mixed into the corn, it prevents the corn from bridging inside that that gravity feed bin, and it will go through the planting system. And there's many different kinds of planting systems that are out there, but it'll go through the planting system and make sure that the seed will flow through the system and get planted. So that's kind of how that works.
Well, and I understand that when it comes to this line of products called Seed Slick, there are several different products in that line that each have a different kind of application.
Right. We have three different types of product. I mentioned to you about the graphite initially, and that's a very popular product because of its lubricity. We've talked about before this the properties of graphite, that it's hydrophobic, that's not really affected by moisture or water, and everything works out really good when you use graphite. We also do have a product called the Seed Slick Talc, and basically it's similar to the baby powder that you might use for an infant. Talcum powder is fairly lubricious, not as slippery as graphite, but it does a pretty good job. And a lot of the planters that are out there, especially the more modern day planters, have like optical sensors. So people are kind of afraid of graphite maybe blinding those sensors. So talc is a good alternative for that. The problem with talc sometimes, because it absorbs moisture, it can end up clumping up and could cause problems. So what we did is we have a third product called our blend, which is really talc and graphite. And that blend product is really good because it gives you the best of all worlds. Because then you'll have the graphite that's hydrophobic, it'll keep things flowing, gives you a better lubricity. And then the blend of the talc keeps the material isn't as black or dark, so that the optical sensors won't have an issue with this blend. So it'll go through that system. You won't get any false readings, as well as it will be able to absorb some of the moisture that you can get in some of the humidity. So a lot of people are going towards our Seed Slick blend nowadays.
Is this product, the Seed Slick product, something that can be used for essentially like any type of seed or kind of seed that they would be running through a planter like that?
Yeah, typically this product is used for row crop planters. And so there's different types of planters that are out there. There are the finger types, and then there's the air type planters or the vacuum type planters. So every manufacturer is a little bit different. So you're not I'm not necessarily sure what they would necessarily recommend, and I would suggest that you check the manufacturer's recommendation for what you should use.
So, for questions like that that farmers might have, what would you suggest if they are looking at a one of your products? They've got questions. I know they can go to your website, and how about just ways that they might get information about SeedSlick then?
Yeah, certainly you can go to our website, slipplate.com. There you'll find, if you go to the application section, you'll see a section that is for agriculture. And you can click on that. It'll talk about our SeedSlick product line. You'll talk about applications and farmers being ready for planting. And it'll also talk about our SlipPlate One products. Many farmers will use that, and they'll coat many of the components of their planters to make sure that everything will perform at its peak. Also, you can talk to any one of our distributors. You can see through our distributor section. They're very knowledgeable in terms of our product lines and can help you decide what to use and what's best.
And Barry, I understand that people can connect with you through some social media channels as well, like LinkedIn and Facebook.
Yes, and Facebook and LinkedIn are definitely two other ways that you can find information, not only of SeedSlick, but of our SlipPlate product line.
All right, well, thank you very much. That's Barry Lee. He is product manager for Superior Graphite in their coatings and lubricants. And we've been talking about SeedSlick. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.